Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Curb your alibi. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
For America, baseball is a pastime. For Juan Catalan,
oh, man.
It's a lifesaver.
I could be, you know, on death row right now.
In May of 2003, 16-year-old Martha Puebla was shot to death on the doorstep of her home in Sun Valley, California. There was one sole eyewitness who fled, fearing for their life, but left their cell phone. The cell phone got traced back to the owner, and when the owner described who they thought the assailant was, the description matched Juan Catalan. Just days prior, Puebla testified in court about two murders allegedly committed by her ex-boyfriend, Jose Ledesma, and Catalan's brother, Mario. Catalan was doing this as retribution because she was testifying against his brother. She never identified them in court, so there really is no technical connection. They're just making an assumption that my brother did this crime previous to her being killed, and it was retribution for that.
Yeah.
But again, that's just a theory.
Yeah.
And that plus an eyewitness describing someone that looked like Juan Catalan was enough.
Yeah.
So Catalan was arrested, interrogated, but he said, I didn't have anything to do with this. This is a couple of months later, and, you know, they're like, where were you that night? And he was like, I don't know where. He couldn't recall where he was. It was a couple of months ago. It was like, where were you on Tuesday? Again, without, you know, we say like, oh, I know where I was because you can look at your texts, right? I mean, where were you on the first Tuesday of, you know, 3 months ago?
Yeah. I mean,
can you tell me off the top of your head?
First, no, I can't. I can't do that. But I bet if, yeah, I could be able to go back and check those things pretty easily.
But in 2003, I guess maybe you could check text messages. I got a cell phone in 2002 first. It's hard to think of it like, well, I don't understand. Just go on DoorDash and see when the last time you ordered something was.
Check your passion planner.
We take some of those things for granted because even at first I'm kind of like, oh, we should be able to figure that out. But it's like, I wouldn't know just asking me, where were you the first Tuesday or Wednesday, pick a day, you know, three months ago. I mean, I could theorize where I was. I mean, I definitely wasn't on planet Mars. I could tell you that.
Yeah.
I definitely wasn't cruising around in a Rolls Royce. I mean, there's things I could eliminate, but I can't definitively say where I was during a time frame. And again, it's during a time frame.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you go back and you'd be like, oh, it was a weekend. Maybe I was at home. You know, like a weekday, maybe I was at work, like kind of generalized things.
I think the podcast Serial really made me first think about that, where you need to know where you were. Like it was 1999.
Yeah.
But you're asking me to go back many, many years and be like, tell me exactly what happened and what you did X amount of years ago. It's easier said than done.
Absolutely.
I know Serial just needed a plug. I know they needed
it. Yeah, they're a little up-and-coming podcast.
Yeah, you might want to check them out. You heard it here first. Mm-hmm. Juan Catalan, he called his girlfriend, and she reminded him on that night, she's like, you went to a Dodgers game, drove right past Dodger Stadium on the way here on purpose.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's weird to go there and be like, when I enter this place and I leave this place, it's potentially going to change my life.
Yeah.
We're talking about something that's not very far from where we're sitting right now.
Not at all. Less than a mile. And we're all just like wandering around. You know, like, it's, yeah, we don't really attribute anything of circumstance to things until after the fact. And then we're like, this was actually very important. This is an important moment. This is an important detail. You're not, I mean, I know a couple of people who say that they're those kinds of people that remember like everything of like every point in their life. And it's like, bullshit.
Well, listen, if you're put to it where you might be on death row, let's see how accurate you are. And, and if you can really prove that, like, pretty specifically, when you're put to the test,
yeah,
it's a different story.
Yeah.
You know, just saying that, being like, I'm really good at that in a job interview.
Yeah.
it isn't as much.
Totally.
But he was, in the night in question, that he was at Dodger Stadium watching a game with their six-year-old daughter. His girlfriend had tickets to the game, but that's not proof.
Yeah.
You know, that's doesn't hurt, but it's not enough.
Also, like, what? It's not like you can check your online, you know, you have stubs maybe
and
somewhere.
And even then, it's, you know, you could have bought a ticket on purpose. And, you know, you could have bought a plane ticket from somewhere, too. It doesn't mean you were got on that plane and left.
For sure.
His attorney, Todd Milken, contacted Sam Fernandez, the senior vice president of the Dodgers, to see the video footage. Because the Dodgers, they take a lot of video footage.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't know. Yeah, kiss cam.
Find them on the kiss cam.
And you never know what they... You want to make sure you can, you know, catch any foul ball or anything, or if there's any celebrities there or whatever. It's pretty well videotaped, even in 2004.
Yeah.
So they had access to it, poured over hours. There was some where they kind of recognized him, because you can just go probably to the section at least.
Yeah.
But the resolution wasn't great. Mm-hmm. And again, not enough. Probably enough to slow things down as far as him getting sentenced, but not enough to exonerate.
Damn. We talk about so many cases where there's like no evidence and cases where there's tons of evidence. This is pretty good. I mean, this is pretty good for me, considering all of the cases we've talked about that people have been like booked for lesser things.
But of course, they want a conviction. I did my job. Well, now you have to do it again.
Yeah.
They don't want to do that. Understandably, I mean, you want to solve cases.
Sure. But you don't want to dig deeper to do that.
This is where Curb Your Enthusiasm comes in, and Larry David saves the day. So Juan Catalan remembered, he's like, oh, there was a film crew filming outside of my section. Found out the information pretty easy. They were filming episode 6 of season 4 of Curb Your Enthusiasm that day. And we'll find out what that episode entailed after the break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
So I'm going to describe the episode of season 4, episode 6, Carpool Lane.
This is one of the only episodes. I'm not a big Curb Your Enthusiasm fan, to be honest. If I wanted to be around a bunch of neurotic Jews, I would just go back to my family in Wisconsin. But
I will say is that I think because people assumed like I love Woody Allen. Mm-hmm. And I've never really liked Woody Allen movies. I don't care. You know what I mean? This is before I just was like, oh, some of them are fine, but I'm not like a big, I think they assume because I'm like neurotic. They're like, you must love this. And again, it's like, why do I want to look at this? This makes me more agitated.
Yeah. I also wouldn't say, I mean, I know this is, you know, like part of whatever. You're not that neurotic.
No.
You're pretty laid back.
Yeah. I think it's because of how, also a lot of how I portray myself. Mm-hmm. I've done, you know, YouTube videos or things that I've like auditioned for. They're just like, oh, this is that guy. Mm-hmm. But Curb Your Enthusiasm, I gave it a shot a couple of times. I was like, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't like this show.
Wow.
And I forced myself to watch it. Even season one, I was like, I don't like this show. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I see why people like it. Listen, I thought Seinfeld was great. I like Seinfeld, yeah. You know. I wasn't the number one Seinfeld fan, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
After season one, after I got over that hump, I would say within an 85% success rate, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought some of it was forced, but overall, I did enjoy it. I'm going to explain the episode. If you don't know the characters, doesn't matter. This is just an example of what the episode was about that potentially saved a man's life. I want to see if I can get through it without you smirking.
I'm already audibly. Smirking. I'm already smirking.
Marty Funkhauser's dad dies, but he decides he will still use the Dodgers season tickets at an upcoming game that Larry wants to attend. Cheryl surprises Larry with tickets, but he's been called for jury duty. So he makes a racist comment during jury selection to get out of jury duty. He also buys marijuana for his father, who has glaucoma. Larry fears being late for the game, picks up a prostitute named Monena. He stopped, looked for directions. She's a prostitute. And he doesn't want her sexual services, but he does want her services so he can take the carpool lane mm-hmm. so he can make it on time. They're seen together at the game by two men who interviewed Larry and Cheryl for admission to a country club. After the game, Marty puts on Larry's jacket and is arrested for the marijuana possession. Larry, Monena, and his father then smoke Monena's supply of marijuana together. Larry comes forward on Marty's behalf and appears before the same judge who oversaw the jury selection. So that's the episode. HBO told Juan Catalan's lawyer, sure, view all the footage we have. They found what it was looking for. It was a shot of Catalan and his daughter heading back to their seat from the concession stand.
There you go.
Getting one of those famous Dodger dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And David comes up the aisle in front of them. So they actually cross.
Wow.
In his section.
Did he sign an appearance release? Probably not. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I'm sure the Dodgers put up one sign saying, well, there is signs that saying you could be videotaped.
Yeah,
you're showing up to a place of your own free will. I'm sure it's on the tickets and the terms of service is all over the place. You don't think Larry David would try to get people to work for free so he can make a buck, would you?
Advantage of people who aren't millionaires? No, that doesn't sound like him.
Okay. But the prosecutors were like, still, we're not into it because they're saying that when he could have been at the game mm-hmm. during the time frame and during that scene, which they have time codes for, he still could have committed the murder.
Oh, my God.
In theory. But there was one more thing, that Catalan made a phone call from the stadium at the time of the murder, which he could not have committed the crime and also made this phone call at the same time. And that was enough.
Good. They weren't thinking he called someone to commit the crime or anything.
I think the phone call was maybe it's to his girlfriend or wife. I think it was at that point. It's like, here's the thing. You got to get this in front of a jury.
Yeah.
The jury's got to be like, no, even though I see him in this TV show when this, you know, murders would be happening, we still think he did it. I mean, you'd have to be, I think, so they're probably thinking like, do we have a case? Because his lawyer's going to be like, well, yeah, we're going to go to trial.
Yeah.
You know, why would you plea down something when you have a ton of evidence?
Yeah, totally. This is, I mean, I'm so frustrated just hearing this.
And the charges were dismissed. He was released. In 2007, Catalan received a $320,000 settlement from a lawsuit against the city of LA and the police. Yes. And there is a little documentary on Netflix called Long Shot about this.
Oh, I want to watch that.
About this case.
Fuck yeah.
Also, you're kind of left with this stigma of being somebody, when you look his name up, it's like, oh, you're the one accused of murder. Yeah, you got away with it. And again, I don't know how much of his, you can't tell how much of your life is better off or worse off. I think, you know, probably might have trouble getting employment because they're like, yeah, no, you did get off on this, but like, what if you did do it?
Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. You are stigmatized for the rest of your life if you are even the most innocent, but just because the media picks up on it. And that's why, I'm glad, the city of LA gave him some fucking money because he deserved it. But holy shit, I don't know how much more evidence you want than literal video of a guy not being at the scene.
Also, the crime took place in 1923, so he hadn't been born yet. But is that enough?
Book them.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.